In the steeplechase, competitors circle a 400-meter track 7.5 times. In each lap, they encounter 3 hurdles and a water pit. That's right, a water pit. This Olympics, the top U.S. competitor in the steeplechase is Anthony Famoletti. He's been known to sport a mohawk or beard while he races. As NPR's Mike Pesca reports, you have to look beyond the hair to understand what makes Anthony Famoletti truly unusual.
It was the spikes that grabbed him. As a kid, Anthony Famoletti was too little for other sports.
I was the skinniest kid on the block, shortest kid on the block. My brothers and sisters used to call me Webster.
But even at 90 pounds, Famoletti was an electric plug that needed an outlet. That's when a friend showed up to junior high with a pair of track shoes.
Shoes with spikes in them. I thought it was the coolest looking thing.
The boy from working class Medford, Long Island was enamored.
I even took a pair of my first running shoes. I took a punk rock bracelet that I had and duct taped the spikes into the bottom of the shoe. Just to have a pair of spikes because I couldn't afford a pair.
You won that race.
I did.
Not a lot's changed. Well, the music's no longer punk. Fam, as most everyone calls him, grooves to Tibetan monks before each race. He tries to shed ego. That's what the thick beard was about, while at the same time retaining his individualism.
I think most athletes, unfortunately, tend to fit the stereotype of an athlete, where they try to just adhere to the way the rules are and the way things have always been done, and you just go out there and the performance speaks for itself.
Famoletti's event, in the literal sense, is filled with hurdles and traps. Where he trains is all the more remarkable. For years, Famoletti ran the public venues of New York City, sneaking into the locked track on Roosevelt Island and dodging the elderly shufflers in Central Park. There, he would look up and draw inspiration from buildings his dad, a steam fitter, had helped construct. In 2003, Famoletti took the steam fitter exam himself. It was one of those moments.
You know, the acetylene torch in one hand, the spikes in the other hand. You make the decision. But my father, I think, was a little disappointed I decided to run. And I think at the time he didn't realize how fully talented I was and how far I could take it.
He took it to the Olympic trials in 2004, where he made the team, and through Athens, where he banged into a hurdle, fell to last, then wound up passing almost half the field, but still missed the finals. A blessing, he says. Hardship equals improvement in Famoletti's world, a notion he sometimes takes to illogical extremes, as with matters of diet. Most elite athletes treat their bodies like finicky race cars. Famoletti treats his like a garbage truck. They have nutritionists. He has Roma Pizzeria on 3rd Avenue.
Next, white pizza.
I used to eat pizza so much, I'd eat it twice a day, every day for just weeks at a time. And the other meal would probably just be cereal for breakfast.
In the past year, Fam's nutritional philosophy has evolved somewhat.
My whole thing is if the furnace is burning hot enough, you could throw anything in there. You could just eat whatever you wanted to. If you talk to my sister, she'll tell you some stories, man.
You could really just eat about just about anything. You lived on macaroni and cheese as a kid. That and pizza.
Christina Morisi is Famoletti's sister.
And I got to tell you, I sent him some cheese doodles and stuff right before that Olympic trial race. And I just couldn't believe what he did.
Steve Prefontaine would be proud of the pace that Famoletti is setting. Pre was a front runner. Fam certainly is a front runner right now.
Fam won this year's Olympic trials on the same track where Prefontaine built his legend. Unlike Pre, Fam probably won't challenge the world record. And while he sees the Olympics as a race for glory, he doesn't define glory as fame, medals, or millions.
When I look in the mirror at night, I ask myself, am I tough enough? Am I going to have enough guts to really just get in there and just destroy myself? Because if you look at it, what my job really is every day is just pushing myself to complete physical, mental, emotional breakdown, doing it day after day after day until that limit pushes a little bit further and extends. And then I get to that next limit and I keep pushing and pushing.
2 nights from now in Beijing, Famoletti faces the dominant Kenyans and athletes he told ESPN he thinks are doping. He's adopted the motto, go for the bronze. In Famoletti's mind, running on pizza has a certain logic, but running on drugs makes no sense. That would just lessen the challenge, exactly the opposite of what makes Famoletti run. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.